The Tampa Bay Vigil was held in solidarity with numerous other communities around the U.S. to coincide with the U.S. Supreme Court hearings on two historic rights cases. John Sosa Rodriguez, a community organizer for the Florida Immigrant Coalition, says if the Supreme Court upholds any part of the two cases, it opens a floodgate of positive conflict.
When you pass those orders, it creates this controversy, this conflict with every single other state. You can't grant citizens equal rights within one state and deny them those same rights in another state. So immediately after these cases are resolved, they're going to have to figure out how to resolve the patchwork of, you know, if someone goes on a road trip across the country, their rights will change 9 times. And they won't be able to hold that up for more than a year. There will be so many lawsuits that, like, the entire system will shut down.
Most counties in Florida, including Hillsborough, still have not recognized domestic partnerships. Jared Scarborough, the event organizer, is the state lead of Get Equal, a national LGBT grassroots advocacy organization. He said despite Florida's low marks in some equality issues, the future still looks positive.
I would actually give it a C. I would give it a C because there are some definite damaging laws that we have, like a ban on same-sex marriage that not all states have, a lot of states do. But I give it a C, a higher grade than I think a lot of people would, because there's a lot of progressive movement within a lot of Florida cities, and I think that's beautiful.
Some conservative clergy hope the Federal Defense of Marriage Act will stand because of the Christian Bible stance on homosexuality. However, several members of the clergy at the vigil support marriage equality. Reverend John Paul Ransom, the pastor of Living Faith Community Church of Dunedin, said citing scripture as a means of oppressing the LGBT community is a misrepresentation of the biblical message.
Jesus himself never said anything about homosexuality, not one word. And yet he reached out to all who were oppressed, all who needed healing. So today, I feel confident Jesus would run to homosexuals for the amount of oppression and putting down and marginalization that we've endured over the centuries.
While the constitutional questions are under review by the U.S. Supreme Court, the supporters in Tampa pointed to more prosaic reasons. Kim Denny, a supporter of LGBT marriage equality, says it's time for acceptance.
It's a passion, you know, to believe in. And I think that with the publicity from the news and things like that, and to get the word out that, I mean, we're here, we're everywhere. I mean, we're working with you, your friends, your family. I mean, my God, we're everywhere.
The Supreme Court is not expected to publish its opinions on the two cases until the summer. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.